From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is calling for a temporary halt to protests over police conduct. As NPR's Joel Rose explains, de Blasio is trying to repair his relationship with the NYPD after two officers were killed there over the weekend.
Mayor de Blasio says he will attend the funeral of Rafael Ramos, one of two officers shot and killed over the weekend. Blasio called for calm and a temporary halt to demonstrations until the officers are laid to rest.
Until these funerals are passed, let's focus just on these families and what they have lost.
The head of the city's largest police union says Mayor de Blasio has blood on his hands for enabling the protesters who swept through the streets of New York after a grand jury decided not to indict an officer in the death of Eric Garner, an unarmed black man. The suspected gunman, Ismael Brinsley, claimed on social media that the shooting was an act of retaliation. He later turned the gun on himself. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
A white Milwaukee police officer who fatally shot a mentally ill black man this past April will not face criminal charges. That was the announcement by the county's top prosecutor, Milwaukee County DA John Chisholm. Chisholm says after analysis of the case, the determination was made the officer's use of force was justified after a struggle ensued, according to eyewitness reports.
During the course of that struggle, Officer Manny deployed his baton. During the course of the further struggle, he was disarmed of that baton. And then some of the witnesses observed Mr. Hamilton actually strike Officer Manny or attempt to strike Officer Manny.
Chisholm says based on the reports, Officer Christopher Manny's decision to shoot and kill Dontre Hamilton was self-defense. Expressing disappointment, the victim's family is calling for a federal investigation. The Justice Department says the French engineering company Alstom has agreed to pay a record fine of $772 million for bribery. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports the company is accused of paying officials in Egypt, Taiwan, and other countries to secure contracts.
Justice Department officials say the bribery was astounding in its breadth, brazenness, and worldwide consequences. They say that over a decade's time, the company paid bribes to secure electrical contracts worth $375 million. In Indonesia, for example, the company gave money to a high-ranking parliamentary official and to executives at the state-owned power company. The charges were filed by the United States because much of the bribery was carried out at the company's Windsor, Connecticut office. The company's chief executive issued a statement saying Alstom regretted a number of problems in the past. He said the settlement allows the company to put the issue behind it. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Wall Street appears ready to put in a strong finish to the year with not all that many trading days left. Both the Dow and S&P closing at new record highs today. Dow rose 154 points to 17,959. The S&P 500 was up 7 points to 2,078. This is NPR. The ongoing slide in the value of the Russian ruble is putting strain on that country's banking system. According to Moscow's central bank, it's bailed out at least one mid-sized bank at the cost of around $500 million. Government there also says it will place Trust Bank under government supervision until it can find an investor. Russia's currency has seen its value fall by half this year due to massive decline in oil prices and international sanctions against the country. The Syrian government will reportedly allow the World Health Organization to deliver medical supplies to three opposition-held areas. The opening came after the WHO reported that disease is spreading among more than 1 million Syrians wounded in the conflict. NPR's Allison Muse has more.
The World Health Organization told Reuters news agency that it's gained access to deliver medical supplies to three rebel-held areas in Syria. The areas that are expected to be made accessible are Aleppo and the besieged Damascus suburbs of Ma'damiya and eastern Ghouta. The WHO is warning that blockades to medical supplies are causing disease to spread among some 1 million people who've been wounded. The last time medical aid reached eastern Ghouta was in March. At the time, a UN officer told the local Free Syrian Army commander she was sorry she couldn't bring more, but that the government had placed restrictions on the type and amount of supplies they could deliver. The UN has accused both the government and rebels of using siege as a weapon of war. Alison Muse, NPR News, Beirut.
Joe Cocker, known for his raspy voice singing style, has died. Cocker, whose career was revived in 1982 with the song Up Where We Belong, recorded 23 albums, his last in 2012. Joe Cocker was 70 years old. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.